In this bulletin, heavy firepower employed from both sides in the conflict in the Middle East. Labor leader Anthony Albanese promises a new affordable housing package worth $10 billion. And in the AFL, a decision on Willy Rioli's future at the West Coast Eagles to be made by next week. For the latest SBS News, I'm Marcus Megalokonomos. Hamas says it fired its most powerful rockets towards Ramon Airfield, where some flights had been diverted from Ben Gurion International Airport. Israel media report the rocket landed in a desert area and no air raid sirens sounded. The last 24 hours has seen Hamas send a heavy barrage of rockets deep into Israel, while Israel pounded Gaza with more airstrikes and called up 9,000 more reservists. Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has warned that he was expecting an increase in civil unrest. Mr. Netanyahu says it's likely to get worse.
I cannot tell you that we are not facing escalation. The intelligence we have says that it is very possible that there will be an increase in violence here in the coming days. There may be an exchange of blows here. And in cases like these, in order to suppress a riot, we need to use force, a lot of force. We will use it while giving full support to the Israeli police.
Labor has delivered its budget in reply speech, with opposition leader Anthony Albanese outlining plans for a $10 billion housing fund to increase affordability. Under the plan, a Labor government would build 30,000 social and affordable houses over 5 years, including 20,000 for women fleeing family violence and 10,000 for frontline workers. Mr. Albanese has also pledged money for 10,000 apprenticeships in new energy industries. The opposition leader says the pandemic is a once-in-a-century opportunity to reinvent the economy and reshape the country's future. But the budget is a short-term bid to get re-elected.
This budget offers a low growth, low productivity and low wage future. And $1 trillion of debt. Is that really the best we can aspire to? I want Australia to emerge from this crisis stronger, smarter and more self-reliant, with an economic recovery that works for all Australians.
Gareth Ward has identified himself as the New South Wales Government MP being investigated over allegations of sexual violence dating back to 2013. It comes after New South Wales Police announced it's established a strike force to investigate claims against a 39-year-old man. Mr. Ward denies any wrongdoing. Meanwhile, Federal Minister Linda Reynolds says she has spoken to Federal Police about the alleged rape of her former staffer, Brittany Higgins. Ms. Higgins alleges she was raped by a male colleague in Parliament House in 2019. The former Defence Minister told Channel 9 she had completed a formal statement for the AFP. She was asked if she felt she had any regrets about the way she handled the issue, bearing in mind the leaks from her office that she had accused Ms. Higgins of lying.
I'm very limited now in what I can say because I am assisting the AFP with their investigation into that matter. I have apologised publicly on a number of occasions and I'm sorry for what I said. I shouldn't have said it. And I've also financially settled now with Brittany, so I wish her well.
Overseas now, and Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi has criticised Republicans for their denial of the assault on the US Capitol on January the 6th. Republicans tried to rewrite the history of the January insurrection during a congressional hearing this week. They attempted to paint the Trump supporters who attacked the Capitol as patriots, harassed by law enforcement and downplayed repeatedly the violence of the day. Congressman Andrew Clyde of Georgia said the deadly attack looked like a normal tourist visit. Nancy Pelosi says that remark was appalling.
You would not believe that a Republican member on the committee said that what happened that day was just the normal orderly visit of people to the Capitol. Really?
And now in sport, West Coast coach Adam Simpson says the club will likely make a decision on Willy Rioli's future by next week. The Premiership forward's AFL career hangs in the balance after he pleaded guilty to possessing 24 grams of cannabis during a screening at Darwin Airport in April. He avoided a conviction and was placed on a good behaviour bond after pleading guilty to drug possession in a Darwin court yesterday. And now for a look at today's weather. Partly cloudy in Perth, showers in Adelaide, Melbourne and Hobart, sunny in Wollongong, Sydney, Newcastle, Brisbane, Cairns and Darwin. With the latest SBS News, I'm Marcus Megalokonomos.